I'm religious in my own way. Put it like that.
Yeah, I'm religious in my own way. Everyone's like, what way's that? You're like, it's super private.
This is the After Party with Big Party and Molly, where we overshare for entertainment and call it healing. Welcome to the After Party.
All right, welcome to the After Party. Just like that, boom, we're back. Look at that. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, magic it is. All right, if you want to reach out to us, you can do it at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Or also, there's that magical number that's the party line. It's 402-915-0962. Shall we just give the keyword to the Valentine's? Yes. Don't screw this up right now and just give it away.
Go ahead. You know, if you are grasping for Valentine's Day plans, there's still time to not screw it up by registering with the Big Party Show. Uh-huh. So what we're going to do is give you a keyword. And today's keyword is mine. M-I-N-E. Mine, like be mine or
all
your mine.
All mine. You're mine. You are your mine. Have you ever dated someone that was like
you. You're like, damn, okay. Stuff's getting real with us. Has anybody ever done that to you?
I don't. On that level of...
like you're mine.
You're
it
all
mine.
It
sounds so possessive.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't sound like I would want to be in that relationship. I mean, if a guy was to say that, see ya.
I think it's so... I'm reading a book right now, and like the guy's like, you're mine. And the girl's like, that's fantastic. And I'm like, I don't know. That sounds kind of creepy coded if you want to know the real truth. Like, I think if Peter was like, you're mine, I'm like, I'm yours. Like what?
What would you say? I guess you guys are married. So yeah. I think it'd be easier to, you could probably say something like that.
Like or when I think of your mine, I think of like Oreo cookies.
Oreo cookies. Why Oreo cookies?
Like those are mine. You know what I mean? Like when I think of like, that is mine. That belongs to me. I think of like food.
Yeah.
Or like stuff.
You're mine.
Mine to me is like a stuff word, you know? Like, hey, that hands off that, that's mine. So like to think that there's a person where you're like, hands off that person, that's mine. You're like, well, I mean, you're married. I would hope so. But at the same time, back off, lady.
Yeah, you're, I don't know. I don't think I've ever been in a relationship like that. I do remember saying one time in a breakup that I told him that they're replaceable.
Ooh. Yikes. They're like, so are you. And you already have been.
Yes.
You're like, wait, what?
Things you don't say. And that is one of them. You don't.
What did they say back?
That was end of it. She was like, I was trying. I didn't want it to end. This is high school. I mean, I was a teenager. I don't know nothing about breaking up. I didn't want it to end. And it was, we were breaking up, right? Because of something bad that happened, obviously. And it just came, I heard my mouth say it. It's like, you're replaceable. Fine. You are replaceable. And then I remember her looking at me like, oh. And then it was over. And then you guys got to remember the takeaway method.
She's like, okay. I'm replaceable,
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's not a fun thing. And the takeaway
when
method
it backfires,
is this.
It really feels icky.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's and for those of you that don't know what the takeaway method is, I can't believe we're talking about this, but it seems like car sales. car salespeople do that. That's what I think they do. They take it away. They don't do it so much anymore because they used to say, go ahead, take the car home. Have you ever done that? Take the car home and bring it back tomorrow. They used to do that. And then when you bring it back the next day, they take it away and you go home and that's all you want is that car. So you kind of, and I kind of turned it into a relationship thing. So you kind of take away the relationship and it will want them wanting more.
That, or they're like, that was the thing that was weighing on me like a rock in the ocean on my chest.
Yeah.
Huh. You come back, you're like, see? And you're like, I did see. Bye. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Breaking up sucks sometimes when you're young.
Oh, no kidding.
Just don't know what to do. And I feel for all you kids out, you know, any kids out there or parents with kids, that because you don't tell your family. I mean, I didn't tell my parents when we were, you know, as a guy. No, you just keep it inside, and you don't want to do that. You know, but I think girls probably go to the mom, right? Is that what you do?
No. I mean, I had whole relationships my family didn't know about. I mean, beginning, middle, and end, where it was like no one knew.
No one knew.
I was always like super secretive about that stuff. So, I mean, it would be weird going to your parents and being like, I'm so upset. Trevor broke up with me. They'd be like, I didn't even know you were dating somebody named Trevor. I'd be like, well, we have been for the last 9 months. 9 months?
Yeah.
We were almost going to move in together. Wait, you were dating someone you were almost going to live with and we're just hearing about this now? That would have been my parents.
Oh, okay. All right. So, like, okay, that makes sense.
That's like real stuff. Like meeting boyfriends for the first time. In just random situations. And the guy's like, I've heard so much about you. And they're like, we've heard nothing about you. Like, what is your name again?
Yeah. Yeah. So I said she was replaceable. And then I, for the next 2 years, I just wallowed.
2 years?
I think 2 years, it felt like a lifetime. I know.
Yeah.
I know. It wasn't like it was in Germany. It wasn't like there was a lot of, I mean, there are options out there, of course, but it's there wasn't any schools nearby where I can, you know, go and, you know, lay my claim.
You're also a tender heart.
I am.
Mean, people may think you're, you know, you try to play yourself off as a player, but like.
Oh, I'm no player. I have no game.
You're
no game. A tender heart sounds not very sexy.
Yeah, no, that's
tender
sweet.
Heart.
You think the sweet Wyleen would be with somebody who wasn't a tender heart?
No.
Exactly.
So, but you, like, you tender hearts out there better steer clear. I'm the only tender heart there.
Mine.
She's mine.
Mine.
Hey, real quick, I want to give our condolences to the Iserman family. I had a funeral to go to today, this morning. Yeah, it was out in Nebraska City. It was at the St. Mary's Catholic Church.
Okay.
So it's a small church. And my family goes to St. Cecilia, the cathedral, that big monster. And my stepmother with me. And we're just talking about the differences between the giant, overwhelming church, which is beautiful. But the little churches in those littler towns, the littler cities, I just love them.
Yeah, they're sweet.
Yeah, they really are. And yeah, I don't go into churches often because I'm not a religious man that way. I'm religious in my own way. Put it like that.
Yeah, I'm religious in my own way. Everyone's like, what way is that? You're like, it's super private. You suddenly become like Donald Trump when they ask him his favorite Bible verse. He's like, well, that's personal.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, do you want to say, like, are you a New Testament or an Old Testament guy? He's like, both.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is really suspect.
No. I think it was, I mean, I enjoyed the service. It was a good service. It was a Catholic service. And my stepmother told me, she said, it's going to be a longer than, you know, than the other ones that I've been to. You know, I mean, I've been to Catholics before, but the whole thing was only about an hour, a little over an hour. Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem long to me. It went on, and then it was good. And then a lot of standing up. I felt like I got a workout. Stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down. I was
nothing like that church workout. You're like, and kneel. You guys are really running me through the paces today.
Yeah, because it's funny because it's like when I'm getting up, because there was no one in front of us and everybody was behind us. So I would just, like I was strong man, I would just stand up without using my arms or, you know, helping myself up.
Strong core. Yeah. Christ loves that. The Jesus workout.
Yeah.
You too can get a strong core. Just go to church and stand up without using your arms.
Yeah. Well, it was up and down, up and down. And then we went downstairs for a little bit of a meal. And I tell you what, that was good. It was
fried
good.
Chicken, ham. What was it?
It was, this is going to sound weird, I'm sure, but it was a ham sandwich.
Oh, yes, yeah, sandwiches.
With cheese. And I'll
ham
tell
and
you
cheese what. Sandwich. Yeah, it's kind of a classic. You're like, it was a ham sandwich, but it had cheese.
Well, get this. I enjoyed that sandwich so much because I haven't had a ham and cheese sandwich on regular bread in so long. Oh, my God. And then they have tons of salads. I'm like, man, you guys are a salad town. Different, all kinds of salads there. You know, like there's macaroni and there's broccoli. And I got it all. And then they even had some of that. What's that pink stuff? It's pink marshmallow stuff.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like the marshmallow salad or whatever that
all right.
is.
Jell-O they had, salad?
What's that? Yeah, it was a Jell-O salad, but it was all, it was floofy. so maybe it was a whipped cream
salad. Strawberry fluff? I don't know.
It's a small town thing. It has to be. But anyway, yeah, it was great.
You ate.
I had a good
you
time.
Ate feelings.
I just had a good time at the funeral. It was
how many sandwiches did you have?
I just had one, Molly. I believe me, I've been to funerals and those type of things. I never go up for doubles. I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
It's not
know.
You're not there for the buffet. You know.
No.
But I mean, it was this morning. I left early. It was in Nebraska City, so we had to travel and I had to pick up the stepmother, so I didn't have time to grab anything. So and I was just famished. Just
start after all that up and down after that workout church. I had to get my post workout little nosh in.
Yeah, I'm telling you. But yeah, our condolences to them, the Eiserman family. They're great. That's my sister's husband's side.
Okay.
It was good seeing everyone. So that was my day. Big day.
Going to funerals, eating at funeral lunches. Oh. Are you sure you're not 100 years old?
Well, my stepmother wanted to visit. I didn't want to.
Well, of course. Yes.
Know, yeah.
No.
You gotta visit.
I'm teasing you. Uh-huh. Your stepmother, you're kind. You know, took her there. You stuck by her side. You got a ham and cheese sandwich out of the deal.
Oh, it was good. I told her I was going to talk about it. I was like, I don't even know how to talk about it, you know, this. It doesn't have to be a sad deal. But it, and then I just started talking like it was like I was talking to you about the sandwich. So this is the double conversation, you know.
So that must have been a really good sandwich because you are reheating the sandwich convo. You're like, I already had this conversation once today. That's how good this sandwich was.
Yeah. I'm not sane, you know, but yeah, anyway, there's my day. So did you watch the Grammys yesterday?
I just can't, you know, you try to get ahead of it where you're uh-huh. like, let it run a little bit. So then you can go blow through the commercials or through some of the speeches,
mm-hmm.
but then you catch up and then you're like, oh, now I have to just watch it. Like in real time. Uh-huh. And then that's when I'm like, I'm out.
Well,
that's why they've got clips in the morning.
Yes, that's what happened. Because we did the same thing. But now Wylene has a real job. She has to get up early. I didn't realize, and now I'm really an old person because I didn't realize it was going till 10:30.
Yeah.
I'm like, 10:30? This thing started
At seven.
Not that that's a long time, but that is a long time.
Imagine being at that thing for 3.5 hours in that room. You're like, especially let's say one of your categories is like first out of the gate and they're like, you lost. You're like, uh-huh. now I got to sit here for 3.5 hours.
Did you catch the like Lady Gaga performance? Did you catch that? Okay. What the heck is that? She put on, it's like I could have made that hat. It's like she got a basket from, I don't know, Hobby mm-hmm. Lobby and tore out the, and I don't understand that.
She's always really, where. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's Lady Gaga.
I hear you.
I just think it's so wild because like, you know, she's got those bleached eyebrows now.
I know. I'm used to them now.
I know, but it still catches me. I'm always like, oh, that's right. You have white eyebrows. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, I don't think I could ever pull off that look.
Here, she won a best vocal album. Mm-hmm. Let's see what she
I just want to say for women in music that I know sometimes when you're in the studio with a bunch of guys, it can be hard. So I urge you to always listen to yourself and always fight for your ideas, fight for your songs, fight for yourself as a producer. Make sure that you are heard loudly. Thank you so much for supporting me, all of you, in my craft. I believe in discipline and hard work and craftsmanship. And that's really what this, what Mayhem is to me. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
It's fine. Yeah, that was, the speeches are always one of those things where I was really glad because that Lola Young won for Messy.
Is that
and she
the,
was great because she's like, I don't have a speech. Pardon?
Is that the new art? Oh, yeah. That chick won. How did she win?
That's a great song.
Is it?
I thought it was so funny because Charlie XCX gave her the award and she's like, yeah. Oh, this is perfect because I'm Messy because, you know, she's a brat.
Uh-huh.
And then she gave out the award. But I loved it because that singer like dropped an F-bomb on her way up to the stage and then got up there and was just like, I don't have a speech. She's like, I'm Messy.
I don't think she even expected to win. I didn't expect her to win at all.
But that was fun. That was like a fun, like I was like, I like this. Like that really seemed to be an organic kind of like, no way. Did you
catch Justin Bieber's performance?
I mean, yeah.
He was wearing underwear
and socks.
It's like,
no shoes.
I think the idea just was socks. For him to pretend like he got out of bed.
Yeah.
You know, and
because there was a mirror there, like it was like he was doing karaoke. It was like supposed to be like, I guess this is like you're at home in your underwear. Only you're Justin Bieber and you're on stage.
Yeah.
And his everyone's wife like, are those? So the debate is like shorts or boxers? Like, are we saying like, no, they're shorts. They looked like boxers to me.
I think they were boxers. Cause,
silky boxers.
Because I thought the same thing. I thought they were like basketball shorts, but I wasn't looking. Mm-mm. I mean, I wasn't looking down at that.
They weren't very long if they were basketball shorts.
Yeah. That was a weird performance. And then Jelly Roll, he won. What did he win? He won Best Contemporary Country Album.
He's losing so much weight.
Molly, it's crazy how much weight he's lost. It's absolutely insane.
He's unrecognizable. Like, it wasn't until, they were like, and Jelly Roll. And then I saw it, I was like, that's Jelly Roll? I mean, I recognized him because of the face tattoos.
Yes, he's a great-looking man. Did you see the viral stuff when he shaved his beard?
No.
His wife bald. She's never seen. He was covering his fat face with a beard.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah. And then so we lost all that weight. I don't think he's on a shot. He's like runs every day.
That's wild. Yeah,
he has dropped a ton of weight.
Yeah.
Well, here's his speech. I thought his speech was fantastic.
Moment in my life that all I had was a Bible this big and a radio the same size and a 6x8 foot cell. And I believe that those two things could change my life. I believe that music had the power to change my life and God had the power to change my life. And I want to tell y'all right now, Jesus is for everybody. Jesus is not owned by one political party. Jesus is not owned by no music label. Jesus is Jesus and anybody can have a relationship with him. I love you, Lord.
See, he's a religious man like myself.
He's not in it for the sandwiches.
Used to be.
Is there going to be a meal afterwards?
Hey, he used to
if
be.
I'm going to go ahead and do all this standing, sitting, and kneeling. I want to know that there's at least a carrot at the end.
Chapel Roan really shocked the world, the internet. Oh,
that
my God.
Outfit was bananas.
Yeah, look at it right here. Are you looking at this red carpet moment, right? It's yes. If you want to describe this it's for those that can't see it, she's wearing, it's on our social media too. It's like she has nipple clamps and her nipples are holding her dress up.
Yeah, she's got pierced nipples. So like the rings are holding up the dress. I mean, she doesn't really. Obviously, that's a prosthetic. That's not like her. But everybody, it was funny. I'm like wondering. So then the rest of it's like henna. You know, she has like a henna tattoo on her back and down her front.
Wait, what are you talking to me? That's a prosthetic. Her breasts are prosthetic.
They put a prosthetic over there with the hoop. She doesn't have her breasts. That she's not topless in this.
Yeah, she is. What do you mean she's not topless? That's 100% topless in my eyes.
Well, I think it's silicone.
Because everybody was freaking out. Everyone's like, this woman is going to get arrested before she goes into the venue.
Well, I think I don't think those are her real nipples. Like, I think that is a prosthetic.
Oh, so it's a prosthetic nipple. I thought it was like you're saying prosthetic breast. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No. Like that, I don't think she's really got her nipples pierced like that. Maybe she does. I don't know. I didn't Google search it.
Yeah, you should, because
I mean, I guess I should, but I didn't want that on my, like, suddenly you're like Google searching. Well, let's go ahead and do it now and see. They're going to like red flag my account. They're going to be like, okay.
I have this on my phone, you know, because that's where it was to get it over. And then I'm at the church and I'm trying to show my stepmother and my sister a cat, one of those Maine Coon cats.
Uh huh. Maine Coons.
Yes. And I'm flipping pictures,
mm-hmm.
and this one.
She's like,
I couldn't flip it fast enough. They looked at me like, weird. Who is that? And why do you have a woman with her breasts showing? That was a look of looks.
Yeah, are you definitely.
Are you looking it up and seeing?
I'm looking it up, but it's like it's a no shirt fashion trend.
Okay.
But I'm not seeing whether or not that has anything to do with
whether it's nipples pierced.
Like, right. Like whether she's really got her nipples pierced. Barely there, OPEC shirt from nipple piercings. I don't.
Yeah. See, I don't know. And imagine if someone was to step on her, on the back of her dress.
I can't. That's just.
But I was thinking that, I mean, is she going to, because she was presenting. And I'm like,
she wore something different when she presented.
Yes. Yeah. Cause I don't think that would go over well with the Grammys. Cause that was,
yeah,
on the
I don't
red
think
carpet.
You could wear something like that on.
No,
on stage.
Not at
I can't
all,
tell so. If that's real or I don't know.
I've looked at it several ways because I wanted to make sure that, you know, I think it was real, Molly. I don't know how you could put, I guess you could put tape. Hell, I don't know.
See, now I'm seeing that she wore an ultra realistic silicone nipple cover that perfectly matched her skin tone.
Okay. All right. So she does have a nipple.
Because I don't think, yeah. Like, okay. I mean, yeah, that's really, I mean, if you're out there with your nipple piercings just hanging out, you're like, okay, wow. All right.
I know. I mean, who thought of that?
I mean, the dress is by a designer, that Mugler.
Okay.
So that was, I mean, the dress is like a piece of art fashion.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't think that the nipple piercing, we got an EGOT last night.
Who got an EGOT?
Steven Spielberg. This was the last one. So an EGOT, for those who don't know, is when you've gotten an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. So you've gotten something for television, film, music, and stage. Tonys are like Broadway. So last night, that was the last part. He needed a Grammy, and he got it.
What did he get it for? I guess
this documentary on John Williams, you know, the movie composer. He's worked with him a ton.
Okay.
He was a producer on the documentary. And so it won. And so therefore he won, and that got him his G in his EGOT.
What do they get when they get an EGOT? Do they get like a jacket?
Bragging rights? There's not a whole lot of them out there. I mean, the fact that you've captured all four, it's like Pokemon, man. You get all of them. You're like, I'm like a wizard. You probably get like a secret society, a jacket. They meet on a mysterious island. I don't know what they get, but it's like pretty cool.
EGOT. I think that's what Gaga's going for, isn't it? Or does she have one?
She could.
She needs an Oscar. She was up for an Oscar before.
The biggest one, I didn't realize that. I mean, Oscar and Emmy, I knew for Steven Spielberg, sure. Grammy, you're kind of like, okay. But I was like, what did he get a Tony for? And he was a producer on a Broadway musical called A Strange Loop. Because that's the one that's always like, how do you get a Tony? Tony's pretty...
Well, Tony is singing
big,
and dancing.
That's not a big audience. Oh, I mean, that's a pretty...
That's Broadway, correct?
Yeah.
The Tony's, because the Tony Awards come out all the time, and I'm like, I'm not interested.
I know. Peter's like, do you watch the Tony Awards? I was like, no, I do not. I was like, I don't know why they're on television.
I don't know why either. I do not know why either.
There's like six people.
Well, the Grammys were really politically charged. Yeah. You know, all about ice. And, you know, Bad Bunny won a bunch of, you know, won the big stuff, and he had some good stuff to say as well. But I did the same thing. I had to catch up, but Wylene and I decided let's just go to bed. And then this morning before, you know, we separated, she said, we have to finish it.
You're like, wait, do we? She's like, yeah, it's like homework. You got to do it before you start your day. You're like,
No, so I'm not watching the rest of it tonight. But you know what? A thing is going on is we've got six more weeks of winter. Every stinking animal that Wait, who didn't?
Do you have that a state? One that they use for Groundhog's Day? That Woodstock Willie, Woodstock, Illinois. That's the one where that's the place where they filmed the movie Groundhog Day.
Okay.
That guy did not see a shadow and said that it would be early spring.
Oh, well.
So we have conflicting reports here in Chicago. There's Punxsutawney, who's like, you know, the gold standard rodent. And he saw his shadow, and all of a sudden it's six more weeks of winter, which, I mean, that'd be easy to say. In Punxsutawney, it was like -1 there today. I'm sure he was like, just whatever. Put me back in my hole.
And yeah, and it was, I mean, I guess every, like Nebraska, we have one that we throw out there. Yeah, it's I'm going to butcher it, but it's Unadilla, Nebraska. That's the name of the town.
Okay.
And it's known as the groundhog capital of Nebraska. yeah.
Obviously. Sure.
Yeah. And so their groundhog is, oh, this is interesting. It's named Billy.
Oh.
And so basically what they do with Billy is apparently he sits on a shelf somewhere because he's taxidermied. And I guess they just walk him on out the front door and hold him up, his little plastic little groundhog. And then he doesn't see his shadow because he's not alive.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's kind of ghoulish. You're like, how can he see his shadow? He's not alive.
Yeah.
No, I will say this. Punxsutawney Phil. So, you know, the whole idea is that Punxsutawney Phil is 140 years old. I mean, that's the whole, like, that is the same
that's
groundhog.
That's not the original. That's not the same groundhog. Yes. Animals don't live to 100. They replaced him.
Yeah, they do when they drink the magic elixir that keeps their bodies going.
I'm telling you,
there's like this whole folklore to it. I watched in detail today, and that is the same guinea pig, or not guinea pig, groundhog that they've had since like 1887. This guy can live for forever. And I am telling you, they pulled that guy out of that stump today. I don't know what they had him on. He was sedated. He was real chill.
Yeah.
I think they've had enough instances where that thing like is freaking out and it's trying to like gnaw its way free that now I think they give him a little Xanax for breakfast. Because he's like, hey, yep, shadow. Okay. I mean, they're holding him and he's just.
He's 140, what? Yeah. I
140 some years old. Apparently he drinks this like.
Elixir.
Fountain of youth stuff. But they won't tell you where they get it and they won't share it with anybody. It's just for Phil.
Oh, Phil. I think the percentages of these guys being correct is like less than 50%. Anyway, I mean, our weather in Nebraska it's been cold. Yeah. But it's been cold everywhere, but we've had some relatively good weather. And you know,
I absolutely believe that it's going to be winter for six more weeks. It feels at this point in winter, it feels like it's going to be winter forever.
Okay.
So for some ground rat to tell me that it's going to be six more weeks, I was like, only six more weeks? Because it feels like I'll never see the sun ever again or know what it's like to show an inch of my skin outside of the shower.
I don't think you'd show an inch of your skin anyway much.
I wouldn't. I mean, that's the thing. I'm obviously, I'm a never nude. So that never happens east. Anyway.
You guys are getting hammered. We're not. Sunday was 50-something degrees. Monday, almost 50 degrees. I mean, I was outside in Omaha. That's why I'm saying that we're going to see spring. I feel like we've already seen spring. The problem is this, and can't believe I'm going to go there, but we didn't get hardly any snow. If we don't get any snow, then the trees and all the stuff suffer when spring comes, because we won't get enough water because we need that snow. And in the past, I've lost trees and bushes because of the fact that we didn't get much snow, but I don't care.
Tell me more about that funeral sandwich you had today. You're like, and then the trees die. I had the best sandwich today at a funeral.
I'm just saying. That's the farm report from me. Mm. I'm a farmer. At least you're play one here on the podcast.
It's like a tundra here. I will send you a picture out of my window at work, and it is just an ice flow of the Chicago River. I mean, it is seriously. It's broken up because they send boats down to break up the ice, so boats can get in and out.
Okay.
So it's all broken up, but it looks like somebody shattered a mirror.
Is Chicago a winterland escape? Do you know what I mean? Is that, do people go there and go, hey, this winter I'm going to go to Chicago so we can.
Not on a dare. I know people first of all, people who live here usually try to leave if they can.
Do they?
Chicago is an amazing city, and we suffer the winters because the summers are so great. But no, winter here is a slog. I mean, you are just absolutely counting down the days until
spring.
Okay,
I didn't know. I just think that cold weather and winter make, because I've been into Chicago in the wintertime and it's just dirty. Mm-hmm. It's just so dirty because all the snow and it gets dirty in the city. And the same thing happens here. But I'm not living in the city. So I didn't know. Man, this is boring. Yeah,
it's winter. It's pretty. Every part of my body is dry.
Okay,
I can't. I ended up going and buying some what I thought was lotion.
What was it? Tell me, it was something.
It's like a tub of Vaseline.
Okay.
And I am putting this stuff on. Like it is so. Like I can only put it on at night before I go to bed. And I'm serious. Like, I'm like, I think I'm probably ruining every nightshirt I've got and probably the sheets. Cause I am just,
are you that dried out? Yes. Oh my God. Okay. It's the cold and it's your hot showers. I mean, before you
and
were
I'm
working.
And I'm not giving up. I know they're like, just don't take as hot of showers. I'm like, you can go F yourself.
Before you were
like,
working.
I get like angry. Like it, when I read that, well, I was like, I was so mad. I was like, never going to happen. Never going to happen.
You were. Before you were working this side gig, mm-hmm. Getting up that early, your skin wasn't dry. Are you showering before you go to work? You shower before you go to work. Okay, that's what it is. You're showering in this hot temperature and you're going out in the cold. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, look what work's doing to me.
Yes, it
Excuse
is.
Excuse me, I got a call.
To be done.
I got a call in dry. I would love to come to work today, but call my skin is on fire.
Okay, don't forget, people, real quick, Lancers. We got the Lancers this weekend, and the Lancers are doing it's a Star Wars night.
Des Moines.
Yeah, it's against Des Moines. It's we have tickets. So you want to dress like, I don't know, anything Star Wars, that'd
Chewbacca.
Be awesome. Chewbacca, maybe an Ewok. But it is Saturday at 6:05. So if you want a 4-pack of tickets, all you got to do is reach out to us and just go to the website, bigpartyshow.com. That's where all the magic happens, actually. Mm-hmm. And plus, you can reach the after party there as well. And then tomorrow, Wednesday, we have the Big Party Show again. That's going to be dropping. And you'll have another keyword to win this thing. If you're listening to the podcast and you haven't entered in the keyword,
come on, man.
What are you doing? I mean, we're not asking.
And if you're like, well, it's just me, then win it for yourself for Valentine's Day. You don't have to give it to somebody.
You don't. It's just, you don't have to buy anything. It's crazy. Treat yourself. There you go. All right, we're going to rock out of here. We'll see you guys on Wednesday with the Big Party Show. Have a safe day and do yourself good.